Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another trailer talk podcast and also a DC talk podcast kind of combined, mainly focusing on two trailers. One is obviously for the DC side of things in James Gunn's Superman, and the other is focusing on the MCU's newest upcoming television series for Ironheart. All right, let's get Ironheart kind of out the way, because I just because I feel like I have less to kind of say about it. So I watched both trailers. I've watched them both twice for anybody wondering. They're about 2 to 3 minutes each. Overall, I liked the Ironheart one more. I did not love either of these trailers though. So yeah, let's start off with Ironheart, because it's not really kind of it's not really fair for me to compare them. I just wanted to give my general upfront opinion. So I liked what they showed for Ironheart. I'm one of the few people that when Wakanda Forever came out, of course it had quite a big challenge, obviously dealing with the loss of Chadwick Boseman and the whole Black Panther mantle thing and all that kind of stuff. Mixed in there was Riri Williams slash Ironheart's debut. I should say, by the way, I'm your host, Matthew. Yeah, her debut in Wakanda Forever. And I thought they handled that really, really well. I quite enjoyed the introduction. I liked her scenes with the other two characters that she was with. I thought that was done quite well. The thing that's getting in the way currently of my new enjoyment for Ironheart, there's two kind of aspects to this. One of which is because this has taken so long to get to us, because I believe Wakanda Forever was like 2022 or something. And it's just it's become, and this is becoming a growing problem in the industry where something gets announced and it doesn't come out for another 2 to 3 years. Of course, there's a big issue at the moment with TV shows and streaming, because you watch like a big HBO show or something, or a Netflix show, and then you have to wait 2 years for the next season. There's reasons for different ones, but it is what it is. But when you wait 2 to 3 years, it can just feel like that bit of an extra wait. And in those kind of 3 years, not only has Marvel seemed less interested in doing Iron People based stories, obviously we don't have Iron Man anymore. We also haven't seen like War Machine for a while, and we haven't seen Ironheart since. So you'd be forgiven for maybe even forgetting the character just because she hasn't been on screen or in any of the MCU stories ever since. I mean, I didn't watch What If Season 3, maybe she's in there somewhere, but she's not been like, at the forefront of people's mind or whatever for a while. You're doing this six episode, dumping three episodes, and then I think dropping each one weekly afterwards. And I just get this feeling after this trailer that it's like, okay, we don't want to do a tax write-off. We want to still just push this out. So let's just kind of dump it and move on almost. I mean, I'd rather you dump it and move on than get rid of it entirely, because I do still want to see it. But it's both the really long wait that we've had, the kind of negativity towards the character, and just sort of, okay, let's dump this little six episode. Is it going to mean anything in future MCU stuff? This feels the same thing as like Echo does, where it's sort of, because even though I like Echo and I did like Ironheart as well, let's give them these like really short TV shows, kind of dump them on there, and then just sort of move on a bit. And look, not everything has to tie into the, overall scale of the MCU or whatever. You can have smaller stories. But some the two of these, so with Echo and with Ironheart, I just get the feeling of the sort of, well, we made them, so we may as well just kind of dump them out anyway. And like these are two to the MCU, it feels like these are two smaller characters that aren't going to fit into the overall thing, which is a shame because again, I like both of them. I thought she seemed cool in the trailer and everything. I did still like the trailer and that. I didn't really have any problems with the trailer per se. It almost just feels a bit useless and a bit meaningless to even put this out, unless there is some plans later on. I mean, I doubt that you'll get like an Ironheart season two. Maybe you will, but it doesn't feel like that currently, does it? Especially even with arguably a bigger character with what's his name, Don Cheadle's War Machine, Rhodey. That's his name, isn't it? Who we haven't seen for a while either. And they were going to do like a War Machine series, then maybe a film, and now we haven't heard anything for like a year and a half, 2 years. So even just on the Iron Person side of stories, that just feels a little bit almost dead in the MCU. And that all of these things kind of contribute to me thinking of these things when I was watching the trailer and kind of still liking what was there, still liking the character. And again, I had no problems with the trailer. But I wonder how much I should get excited for this because, okay, once these 6 episodes are done, which is going to be maybe 4 weeks if you're doing three and then three a week after, or sorry, individually weeks after, is it going to be sort of, okay, four weeks, one and done, put it out and just move on? Because if you do that and then just kind of dump this character, I mean, I think the Black Panther side of things, like you'll probably get a Black Panther 3. I think they'd maybe doing some other, I can't quite remember what the plans were, but there was like some TV stuff that they were going to maybe do as well. Maybe Riri fits into that more. It's like, you know, maybe what happens in this canonically is part of like Black Panther 3, but it doesn't currently feel like that. Also, because you're going for something so different tonally, because you're going for more of a street level kind of up and coming person, I don't know how that fits, like the story there bridges into a Black Panther 3. I don't really, it just feels a bit too disconnected for me to kind of enjoy properly. And I know it shouldn't, but I feel like kind of, okay, I want to care more about this because I like the idea. But if the MCU doesn't care about this character overall, I'm gonna pull back my care and excitement so I don't, you know, get too invested and go, "Oh, cool, season one was really great. When are we gonna see her next?" In something in 3 years. See you later. You know, it just feels kind of, I don't know. And maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe she appears in Black Panther 3 in like a full role or something. Maybe she's in the War Machine. Whatever it is that they're gonna even do in that storyline. And then maybe we get a season two. I don't know what the plans actually are, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot there right now. Like with the current era of sort of, hey, Fantastic Four are coming out, the X-Men are in the distant future or the maybe near future, and then you got all these Avengers storylines, and you just had like the Thunderbolts and all that. Like, yeah, that's the those are the things that we're like Avengers, X-Men, Fantastic Four. Those are the things that we're focusing on right now. So I don't know. Still gonna obviously watch all of it. Very curious to see where they kind of go with things. And from looking at this trailer, it's clear to kind of okay. They clearly spent a lot of money on this, which is a report that I also heard as well, which is one of the reasons they don't want to just get rid of it. But we'll see. Maybe everyone loves it. It's a raging success, and I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go down. But I'm going to try it, enjoy it the most I can when the 6 episodes hit. But I'm not going to hope or expect for more afterwards. I think that would be a mistake to do that. But we'll see. We'll see. You never quite know. So, yeah, it's pretty. I have a lot more stuff to say about the Superman trailer because that's, I get worse. It's the new reboot for DCU, isn't it? It's going to kind of be much bigger picture for that, and obviously that involves Superman than anything else. And I have there's also a lot more, maybe too much, going on in that trailer of Superman, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy
chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Alright, so switching to the DC Talk side of things for this podcast, let's talk about the new Superman trailer. I did, by the way, when they did the second trailer, in quotes, when they did the Fortress of Solitude scene, and then attached that to the previous trailer, I did make a 10-minute podcast on that, and then I got bored of talking about it, and then stopped and didn't release it. That's a true story. Yeah, I was kind of moaning a bit about, like, okay, you posed this as kind of a new trailer, but it wasn't really because it had a scene in it, but forget about all that. I've tried to forget about it myself. So, anyway, we have a proper new fall, and I mean new, trailer this time. I don't think I like this trailer as much. I think that this lowered my feelings towards the film. Now, for anybody who missed it, obviously, December? When the first full trailer came out, and obviously I've watched it like a few times since then as well, I just felt fine with the film. That was my feeling towards it, is this is just fine, I kind of like it, but I was pretty much right in the middle of sort of, I'm not down on the film, I'm not excited by the film, still gonna see it, still very curious about it, but then I had some concerns still about kind of, okay, how much you're stuffing into this film. And there was a few other things as well. This trailer gave me more and new concerns. First of all, just on the overstuffing thing. Yeah, this trailer feels very overstuffed. Now, if I can remember, because I haven't got any notes in front of me at all. So in this film, just not to go over the old points, but just to recap, because we do see some of them in this trailer. So you've got, obviously, Superman, you've got Lois Lane, you've got Lex Luthor, Hawkgirl, Guy Gardner, Mr. Terrific. There's another, like, little group, I don't think they were in this trailer, but there's another, is it the Authority or something like that? There's another, like, group that's being introduced in this trailer, I think it's like the Authority or the something like that. There's a whole group that's being introduced in this film as well. Who, by the way, is a new group that I, like, don't know much about. They're not sort of, you know, the JSA or something like that. And then you've got those. Then you've got a Supergirl as well. So Millie Alcock's Supergirl. Sure, there's like a bunch of people maybe there's so many people in this film, I'm actually forgetting some of them who they are. But even the ones I've just mentioned just there, that's still quite a lot. This trailer kind of felt a bit overstuffed as well. And maybe it was the way they edited it, because they didn't want to show you, like, the ends of certain scenes. You know, when there's a scene in a trailer gets kind of quickly cut off, and then it, you know, gives you almost like a montage little bit. It sort of felt slightly like that towards the end of the trailer. Just tonally, I know I've seen a lot of comments about like the color grading, the tone. I also saw a lot of comments about like how Superman is talking or how Clark Kent is talking in this film. I agree that there's something about, and this sprung up to me more after the second trailer. There's something that just feels off about this film. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be interested in like particular visuals. Unless it's a certain game that's being brought to life, then I care about visuals. Because like the color palette and how bright this film is, and I guess people have kind of a problem with that. I don't have a problem with it per se because I don't particularly care that much. The thing I'll say about not how it looks, but how it makes me feel. Because even if you aren't interested in visuals, they'll still make you feel a certain way, right? Because there's like a tonal aspect to it. It just feels a little bit off. Just doesn't feel quite right. I'm not saying it has to be, darkly lit and gloomy and dark and gloomy and all this sort of thing. Because obviously Superman's whole thing is he's supposed to be like a symbol of hope, right? That's what the S even means and all that kind of stuff. But there's being a symbol of hope and then there's kind of just being a bit bright. I don't know. There's something there that just didn't quite strike me quite right as well. So you got that kind of going on. There's some bits in there with Guy Gardner, like Nathan Fillion's character. There's some bits in there with Mr. Terrific. I don't think we've seen Supergirl in these trailers yet, so that's kind of interesting. But I still agree with the sentiment that was given a long time ago, which is okay, why are you introducing so many characters in? Because, okay, there was Creature Commandos, but like, how many people paid attention to that? I'm sure people that paid attention to it paid attention to it, but how many people was that? That's not really your. This one's your launch of the DCU, right? For a film that is kind of, okay, launching a new DCU and launching a brand new Superman. Which for this film is actually the most important part is to launch a brand new Superman and get him right. Make sure you get him right. And obviously the main characters around him, like Lex and Lois Lane and stuff. Unless there's plot reasons that we're not aware of yet as to why, like, okay, why is Hawk? And look, Isabelle Merced, of course, she's doing a phenomenal job as Dina in Last of Us. She's going to be playing Hawk Girl. Obviously got no complaints about that. Nathan Fillion is great. He's going to be playing Guy Gardner. And yes, he looks a bit odd, but I think that's what he's supposed to look like. So, I don't know. Take it up with the comic book, not the film. And then Supergirl, and then this the other group that I can't remember the name of, the Authority or something like that, they're going to be in this film. And unless there's plot reasons we're not aware of, which we're going to talk about plot stuff in a second, because I have some. The plot things it talked about in this episode, I have the most big concerns out of everything else I'm discussing here. Yeah, unless there's plot reasons they're being introduced or used in this film, I don't really know why else they're here. Because even as much as I do like BVS, Batman v Superman, okay, when you get like Batman in there and Wonder Woman's in there and Doom, what was he called again? Was it Doomsday? Sorry, that was his name, right? The creature that Lex Luthor creates. Film's nearly 10 years old, so I can't, not on the forefront of my mind. And like he gets introduced, and Lex Luthor's in there, and all these other kind of characters. Even that felt slightly, granted, more in the second half of the film, felt slightly overstuffed. So you are introducing more characters in this film. I don't know. It felt stuffed, and I don't know how that's gonna go down. But you sort of like in the trailer, it didn't feel like oh, we're taking attention away from Superman. It just felt like okay, there's a bunch of stuff going on here, and don't get me wrong, you don't want to have a film with a plot that's too thin where you feel like you're just stretching things out. But you don't also don't want something on the other scale which is overstuffed. Because what you want to do is put the adequate amount of plot in, give it room to breathe, but give it plenty of time to develop, and then, yeah, do it better, I suppose. So, yeah, but yeah, just felt overstuffed and just kind of, we'll see how they balance that. Heck, maybe like Hawkgirl, because it seemed a bit like Hawkgirl, Guy Gardner, and Mr. Terrific, kind of maybe in some of the same bits, and maybe Supergirl is in a separate bit, and then the other group is in a different separate bit. But then you kind of already, from just what I've said there, then you've got Superman with his own parts, right? Lex Luthor was hit with his parts, then I guess Green Lantern's his actual name, isn't it? Green Lantern, Mr. Terrific, Hawk Girl, they're doing their own thing, and then Supergirl, and then like the other bits. There's a lot there. There's a lot of stuff there. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how they kind of handle that, I suppose. I'm going to talk about my biggest problem with, because this was kind of rumored and kind of shown a bit, but this gives us a bit more of an explanation. So in the first trailer, we did see that, okay, for some reason, the citizens of Metropolis are kind of pissed at Superman. We didn't really know why at the time. And in this trailer, Lois at the start is interviewing whether it's Clark, Cal or Superman, all of them are in that room, I suppose. Although she's aiming to interview Superman, so take that scene for what you will. And brings up that he went to a third world country to stop a war, which is something that Superman might do because, he's not restricted to just the US or just Metropolis because he can fly around the world in a blink of an eye and be, go from any country to any country whenever. And then if he senses, something wrong, he can fly there and he can stop it. That's, one of the things that he can do. I am not sure about that. This whole, it's not an immigration storyline, but it's a sort of, I swear someone says to him in the trailer, I don't think it's Lois, someone says to him in the trailer, "You entered the country illegally." What, as if Superman's gonna get on a plane? Yeah, that struck me. This whole like third world war thing, whatever it is that they're actually trying to do here, really stood out compared to everything else. And I wonder if it's, I just, because I talked about overstuffing just a minute ago, right? And you got all these storylines going on. Again, unless there's a particular reason of like, hey, there's stuff going on in Metropolis, everyone's here, Lex Luthor is doing what he's doing, and Superman would have that to deal with. So why has he got there illegally? That's not my question. Because Superman can't really arrive somewhere illegally because that's not really how that works. It's not like he got on a boat, did he? Why is that? That almost feels like a separate film right now, like alongside everything else. Unless it's something like Lex Luthor's doing something, and he said like, "Hey, I'm gonna launch some missiles in this third world country for some reason." Now, I'm not a Superman comics expert by any stretch. In fact, I've never read a Superman comic before. I've heard over the years a lot of different, obviously, there's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of Superman stories over the years, right? That's what comic books are. I can't recall on like any YouTube video, any Twitter stuff, any social media stuff about any specific storylines where he goes to stop a war in a third world country. I know that not everything he does is in Metropolis. He goes to other places to do other things. Obviously, he goes to space and whatever else, right? He can go basically wherever, can't he? I wonder why that's in this film. What's caused that to be happening? Because sure, there's always bad stuff going on in third world countries every day, and more than one of them, right? That's, you hear about it all the time on the news, unfortunately. And Superman would be aware of that, but I don't know. That it really stood out as like, that feels like a different film. Why is this in here? And I can't help but think because, okay, the real world stuff does collide sometimes with our entertainment industry. With all of the many, many conversations at the moment about immigration, migration, illegal migrants, this, that, and the other, stop the boats, all this kind of stuff, right? All of the political noise that that creates. Is it really a great idea to have? Not that you should shy away from stuff, because, you know, if you have your own story to tell. Which I hope James Gunn is being smart about what he's doing here, because don't forget he's writing and directing this film as well, and he's also the head of DC Studios. So I'm pretty sure if he wants to put an idea in this film, it's going to get in this film because he's writing and directing it. It just stood out as a weird part in amongst everything else. Yeah, because there's a bit where like this child in this clearly like broken third world country is like lifting up this Superman flag and begging Superman to come down. Maybe Superman hears his cry, he flies over there. But because the thing is, let's say you took like our current world runs, right? So you've got Pakistan and which one is it? India. They're going at each other. You've got obviously Palestine, sorry, more Israel versus Hamas or whatever, right? You've got that one. Then you've got Ukraine and Russia. Let's say you translate those, and there's obviously a bunch of stuff going on in other countries. Let's say there's like five or six different third world country, or not just third world country, different wars going on around the world, right? And you're Superman, you fly out into space, and you're doing your listening thing, and you're listening out for people. The whole world would be calling for your help, wouldn't they? So like, yeah, it didn't sit right. It kind of stuck out, and because it was rumors even before the first trailer that it's going to be some kind of third world country storyline in this trailer. And even when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, you could do that well, you could, and there's a story to tell there. Because Superman himself is quite a political superhero as well, isn't he? Because there's always the whole concern about, like, okay, you know, what does the world do if Superman goes bad, for example? And like, okay, if Superman goes bad, what's stopping him from just crashing into the White House, killing the president, and then just, well, what's stopping him from taking over the world, just killing everybody on Earth, on Earth, and just taking over the world? So you've already got that in there as well. I don't know. Weird. Weird choice. Who knows? Maybe when we watch the film, it makes sense as to why it's in there. And it's well written. And it's done well. And also fits in well. Because even if it's written well and done really well, right? I still would like a particular reason that Superman is there. Because if I'm trying to think back to Man, cause the most recent Superman film was Christ 9 years ago. I'm trying to think back to BVS. There was a bit at the start, wasn't there, where Superman goes to, is it like Afghanistan or something? And because Jimmy Olsen died or whatever, and then he went there to save Lois and do a few other things. That gave him a reason to go there. But what's the reason? Is it to help this kid? Because he's the only sort of person who's given dialogue there and all this sort of thing. Maybe James Gunn just kind of, because there's bits where you see like tanks and things like that as well in this trailer. I don't know if they also said which third world country it is, and like what the, like, are we going to dig into why is this war even happening? Who is it? Which country are they actually going up against? Is it a civil war within the country itself? Because people are going to kind of have those questions once you start. And then, okay, if you do go to a third world country and it's not a civil war, like, does Superman pick a side? Yeah, so interesting. But we'll see. I think it's July something, July 11th or something like that. So not actually that far away. We're halfway through May somehow already. So we shall see. But two trailers that obviously they have nothing to do with each other, but two trailers that gave me both very different feelings about both films. So I suppose that's interesting, isn't it? So Yeah. We got something that feels very small scale, something that's being put out just because it was made, and we'll see if it ties into anything else. And then this massive new Superman film, like start of DCU, bunch of characters, a war, third world country storyline, introducing Superman, introducing everybody else. And then when we breathe, and then there's Supergirl, and who knows, maybe Supergirl's like just at the post-credit scene or something, because we know that Millie Alcock is filming, I think, her Supergirl film, because she's going to be getting one. So it doesn't mean she's going to get a main role. I mean, I think if she was going to be a main role, we probably would have seen that by now, right? And at least seen her on screen. So, because we've seen, like, you know, the Hawk Girl, Green Lantern, and Mr. Terrific. They seem like kind of not necessarily main characters, but involved with one of the main plots, depending on how many we actually have. So, yeah. But yeah, again, I know there's been a lot of comments on, like, people saying it looks like a CW show. I wouldn't quite go that. Although, I don't really remember what the DC CW shows looked like, because, gosh, they've been off the air for a few years now, which is a bit strange. I wouldn't say it looks good or bad, really. I just think, like, in terms of the main two tonal concerns, like the tone of how it looks, and then kind of Superman's attitude, those have been the things that have been commented the most. All of that, none of those struck me as bad necessarily. They all just struck me a bit as a bit odd. So yeah, I kind of went from, okay, first trailer, everything just looks fine, very, very just middle of the road, not exciting but not disappointing. And then my feelings have now changed to concerned about what this third world war country storyline is, why it's in here, why it would even fit into, how that might work with our modern day world, and obviously there's going to be commentary around that. And then just, okay, tonally from Superman and from the way it looks, just struck me as odd. So my feelings on that went from just fine to odd. But yeah, I don't think any parts of it really look bad per se. Or there wasn't really any sort of line deliveries or the way something was edited that looked bad. Just as a package, it just felt fine and felt odd. So yeah, we'll see. But I'm gonna guess this is probably gonna be the last trailer that we get. So we'll see how it does, I suppose. There's a lot riding on this one. 'Cause see, with Ironheart, if not many people watch it and it doesn't work out great, then okay, we just move on to Fantastic Four. But like, this Superman film's got a lot riding on it. So, yeah. We shall see, I suppose. Anyway, give me your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Ironheart and on Superman. What do you think of the different things in the different trailers? Did you like one more than the other? Again, they got nothing to do with each other, and it's not fair to compare them per se, but they came out on the same day, so that's going to kind of happen. But yeah, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the Ironheart trailer and Superman. Are you going to watch both, neither, or one or the other? I'm going to be checking out both anyway. And see, at the moment, I think I'll like Ironheart more than Superman. But we shall see. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk, Care, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcast. Of course, we've got a lot of stuff out there for The Last of Us right now. We've done all this week's podcast, which is the spoiler predictions episode, the spoiler review for the episode, and the spoiler-free review for the episode as well. So if you're a Last of Us fan, come over there, come over to the world of The Last of Us, get stuck in, and get involved. We're having a great time over there, and having as much fun with that as you can have with The Last of Us. I've never particularly described it as fun, because even though I love it, it's not a fun storyline. Anyway, go and get involved over there if you don't know that we have a Last of Us podcast or whatever. We have a lot of things to say, so check that out. Gaming Talk this week is out, so listen to that. There's United Cast from last week. There'll be some other football podcasts soon as well. Of course, we've got a cup final, two cup finals actually. One on Saturday, which is for the FA Cup between Palace and Man City. And then next week, Wednesday, between Tottenham and Manchester United in the Europa League final. I might do something for the Palace game. I'm definitely going to do something, obviously, for the United Cast with Man United's final. And then, yeah, more Last of Us next week, hopefully some film reviews soon, and other podcasts as well, so just look out for all of those. You can do that by going to entertainmenttalk.org or looking up us on the podcast platforms. I'm going to guess you've done one of those things, or found one of those things, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. But, yeah, check us out, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, TV, games, films, Man United podcast, so check all that out. If you want to support us, of course you can listen to more stuff, word of mouth, social media. And if someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcasts with your options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news. I think David posted both of the Ironheart and Superman trailers with probably some information. And also they've done, David's done a bunch of renewal news. There's a big TV bloodbath, as we call it, over on Geek Town Radio and geektown.co.uk. Geek Town Radio comes out every Tuesday, so look out for those as well. And then, yeah, YouTube Entertainment Talk plays for all our video game bits and pieces, clips, video streams, and anything in between. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.